A hearty hello, joyful viewers, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We're glad you could join us for a meal today at the Loving Cafe. Yesterday, we introduced to you this quaint vegan restaurant founded by Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members in Cincinnati, Ohio, USA. The mission of Loving Cafe is simply to provide delicious vegan dishes to share the message that a plant-based diet can help us save the planet, and not to mention our own health. For this reason, menu prices are kept low and affordable so that more people can enjoy wholesome, animal-free cuisine.
My heart, my soul, my head all agree with the mission. It is the best mission for the planet, for the animals, and for our human health. It's the very best, and even for world hunger, too. Thank you. I just love this message. I'm so thankful for it.
When it opened its doors a year ago, Loving Cafe became Cincinnati's only pure vegan restaurant, an accomplishment applauded by many community leaders and grateful citizens. Its eco-conscious message aligned with the city's Green Cincinnati Climate Protection Plan. With this devised plan, Cincinnati then sealed its claim as the first U.S. city to advocate reducing meat to curb climate change. Mr. Randall Ball, a community health minister, shares his excitement in having a vegan establishment in the city. He believes Loving Cafe contributes to an elevated awareness and healthy well-being.
There are stages in development towards a new consciousness, and one of them is education and people learning. It's so important that they actually have the tools they need to put that information into place and educate them to the power of a vegan lifestyle or healthier eating and so forth. The huge contribution that I see that the Loving Cafe is making is to make this convenient and accessible, and so they have the physical experience. So thank you so much for contributing this way.
Sharing Loving Cafe's ideals, Ms. Claudia Mutter agrees that the fastest way to change people's misconceptions and eating habits is to offer great tasting alternatives.
I love cooking vegan food and trying to show other people the alternatives they can use for milk and eggs and butter and cheese. You can make your own cheese. You can make almost anything without harming animals of any kind. And it's very delicious, and it's not high in fat, so it's healthier for us, and it's much better for the whole planet.
Today, Loving Cafe will show us how to make one of its most popular menu items, the American Vegan Panini.
Hello, we are here today in Cincinnati, Ohio, the first city in the United States to include meat reduction as part of our climate protection plan. In response to Supreme Master Qinghai's SOS message and to encourage people to switch to a vegan diet, several members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association have opened a vegan cafe here in our town. One of the things that we serve at our cafe that is the most popular is our American panini, and it is made with all vegan ingredients. We will share with you today a tip on how to make this at home. We will start with two slices of bread. You can use vegan French bread or sourdough bread or any vegan bread that you like. And next we will use vegan butter, vegan mayonnaise, we're using organic mustard, and vegan cheese, your favorite kind. You'll want to slice this very thin. And some veggie protein slices. Make sure they're vegan. And also coleslaw. And the tip on making really good coleslaw, we start with organic cabbage and carrots and shred them very thin. And then we add just a little bit of vegan Italian dressing and vegan mayonnaise and stir it all together. And this will be the best coleslaw ever. It's very good. We also use pickles and mild pepper rings, but you can use whatever you like jalapenos or extra pickles, or leave them off according to your taste. Now, to get started, the first thing that we will do is butter the bread. So take your two slices of bread, and you'll need your vegan butter, and we'll put this generously on each side. Nice scoop. And this is what will make the bread nice and toasty and really delicious. So you want to butter the outside and then open it up. And on the inside, you're going to put your mustard on one half. And then the mayonnaise on the other half. And next, this is the tip to make it really taste good, is you put your cheese on right after that. And that'll make the cheese get nice and melted, and it will taste delicious. And then you want your veggie protein slices on the other side. And we have two different kinds here to add extra flavor. We just fold them over like that to make it a nice big sandwich so people will really like it. And then you want to put pickles on one side, just a few. And then your pepper rings on the other side. And then the thing that people really love is putting a big pile of coleslaw in the middle. And that really fills it out and also adds some really healthy vegetables. And we are using a panini grill here, which we will set to about 500 degrees. But if you're at home, you can also just put it on a pan on the stove and flip it halfway through. So after you've made the sandwich, put it all together and then put it in the middle of your pan. And let it grill a few minutes until it's nice and toasty and brown. We will let our sandwich cook for a few minutes. If you are cooking at home on a pan, then after a few minutes, flip the sandwich over so that it gets toasty on both sides and the cheese melts. I guess we can check on our sandwich. It's been a few minutes. As you can see, it's nice and toasty and brown, and the cheese is starting to melt. It looks really good. So we'll use a spatula to take it off the grill and turn off the grill. And next we will cut the sandwich in half on the diagonal, right down the middle, like that. And we will serve this on a plate with some organic corn chips. And also, we support local organic farmers. So we bought these greens from a farmer that lives right here in Cincinnati. And you can also make this at home. So we hope that you enjoyed learning how to make the American panini. And if you have any questions or comments, you can log into our website at www.thelovingcafe.com, or you can log into suprememastertv.com for more recipes. Bye, thank you for being with us today, and we'll see you again next time.
Thank you, Loving Cafe, for sharing your inspiring story. Through the course of a year and countless servings of vegan meals, Loving Cafe has helped many people reconsider their health and responsibilities in caring for the planet. Former vegetarians have pledged to be vegan, and non-vegetarians have delighted in the availability and convenience of yummy plant-based dining.
As I talk with people, you know, people that I would just assume really are not conscious of the connection between what we eat, they know, they're aware, and they're making choices already. So it's very encouraging. Thank you, and congratulations.
A recent issue of Scientific American magazine had an article about the carbon footprint of different animals as we eat them. And I was just really disturbed by the amount of greenhouse gases we're producing by eating animals. And I am not a vegetarian, but it made me really rethink eating meat and really think about stronger going to a more vegetarian and vegan lifestyle. I am really excited about the Loving Cafe because that way it's going to be really a whole lot easier for me to add a vegan meal to my week or my day. You know, we could have a vegan meal every day for lunch if we needed to. So I'd go out for one. So yeah. Be veg, go green, save the planet.
We enjoyed learning with you how to make an American vegan panini, the Loving Cafe way. And now, friendly viewers, please stay with us for Between Master and Disciples, coming up next on Supreme Master Television. May your mind, body, and soul sing in harmony with good health, peace, and happiness.
Details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.